Russian authorities say the man behind some of the country's deadliest and most dramatic terrorist attacks is dead. Chechen leader Shamil Basayev claimed responsibility for capturing a school in the Russian city of Beslan in 2004. More than 300 people, most of them women and children, died in that incident. Basayev also took credit 4 years ago for seizing a Moscow theater filled with 800 people. More than 100 hostages and dozens of terrorists died at that theater after a botched rescue attempt by Russian forces who used poison gas. Today, the head of Russia's Federal Security Service says Basayev was killed in a government operation ahead of this week's G8 summit in St. Petersburg. I'm joined now by Alan Cullison. He is the Moscow correspondent for The Wall Street Journal, and welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Well, what more is known about the circumstances of Basayev's death?
There's not much out there yet. There are bits and pieces coming out. There were reports that some rebels were killed in an explosion in Gashetia, which is right next to Chechnya, and reports as well that Basayev was blown up into little pieces, and they analyze these pieces, and they come back as Basayev.
And has it been confirmed, his death?
Well, it's a pretty serious announcement because it was aired on national television and Putin was present. It was his intelligence chief was telling Putin that he's dead. It looks pretty serious.
And would it have anything to do with the coming G8 summit that they wanted to show the world that they got rid of this leading terrorist?
Well, of course, they will deny that it was timed to coincide with the G8 summit. But yes, it's a very good time for them to have gotten rid of him because they were saying that the rebels were trying to put political pressure on him before the G8 summit. Putin has been very unhappy with Western criticism of the Chechen war, and this is some evidence that he's actually winning it.
Hmm. And was Basayev public enemy number one for Moscow?
He is, yeah, pretty much definitively number one. The supposed president of Chechnya was killed in a special operation last year. They promptly displayed his body. Basayev is really definitely the most famous of all the Chechen field commanders, not just because he is, you know, some of the terrorist acts were just so heinous, but also because he was very effective in the field. He's just a very important symbol for the opposition, the fact that he's been out there so long and they've wanted him for so long.
And so what will his death mean for the Chechen rebel movement?
There isn't anybody like him out there right now who can replace him and will have quite the stature. But you talk to people who are sort of very well-versed in the history of these different conflicts. Wars in the Caucasus with Russia have really been happening for centuries already, and conflicts like this can go on for decades because even though you kill a very important leader, other people do come into his place. Everyone expects that there will still be a hit-and-run war going on there for a while.
Alan Cullison is the Moscow correspondent for The Wall Street Journal. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks a lot.